What is up? What's happening? This is your boy, Fearless Eagle, right here on What's the Topic? Yes, we're back again for another awesome, amazing session. Gonna be doing the most. Yes, today we're going to be doing the most together. Yeah, I don't even wanna sing. Fearless Eagle was singing. Yeah, so yeah, today we're gonna be doing the most and we're gonna be spending time together. Yes, you know, I wanna spend time with you. Yeah, no, yeah, like in fact, you wanna listen to this. If it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good afternoon to you, good afternoon. If it's good evening to you, good evening. And if it's good night to you, good night, but only after you listen to the show. So you first need to listen to the show, then you can go and sleep. So that's how we do it right here on What's the Topic. Yes, you know the drill. Yes, you know the drill. I don't need to explain the drill to you. That's how Fearless Eagle does it, you know, with you listening to this. So whatever time zone you got the show, hello to you in that time zone. Whether it's at night, whether it's in the morning, afternoon, evening, yeah, whatever time zone it is, hello to you in that time zone. And wherever you are, in whatever country you are, hello to you in that country's language, however you say it. You know, if it's French, bonjour, bonjour. If it's, Portuguese, hola. I know there's a couple of things that I know in different languages, and yeah, it's like, yeah, goeiemôre, you know, that's your African side, and yeah, but yeah, it's good to have you right here on What's the Topic, and we're going to be doing the show together. We're going to be having some awesome, amazing, fun sessions. Yes, and today's topic, as you saw it right there, yes, that's why you clicked on it. Today's topic is, this is why failure feels bad. Yes. So we're going to be dealing with why failure feels bad. Why does failure feel bad? That's the question. Why? I mean, probably you can relate to, yeah, you know, the feeling of failure and how bad it feels and all the stuff. So I'm sure you can relate. Now we're gonna tackle why it feels bad. But before we tackle that, I'm gonna give you an awesome, amazing track for you to enjoy. Here is a track called Right on Time by Master. Enjoy. Zombie
Apocalypse. Hi, this is Alice, Active Star 2012. You're listening to Active FM. Yeah, man.
Yeah. What could I say? The very first time that I saw you, I was amazed. Was trying so hard not to stare with caught in the gaze. Back in the days, you brought your homework to my place. Said if I rap, I could give you an A. That was your way. Made the first move, now we out on a date. Copy and paste, the book took a part of our pace. Went from wanting to dine and the silver line after room, we was cutting the cake. Home with the hardest, you got a place. We never stress on the money we make. We've been content in this, making the best of it. You are forever the one I'll embrace. Come together in the grow, we air. That's savvy, detours come. We ready, the map is open like GTA. God knows the easier, even if the traffic is heavy. Found the woman so fine, she's truly one of a kind. Man, she's a dime, heaven's a head, she's divine. And she is fine, she's gonna fight on time.
I'm not afraid to you out my mind. Brought some light to the deep end, always here on time. I can't take no losses, even when my problems got me nauseous. Life got me so exhausted, but whenever you round, I can drop it.
You're right here where you belong. Don't try to leave me now, cause I can't stand it when you're gone. I've been running from this road, but I guess this whole time I was wrong. When everything going south, you always be there when I call. Be on time, on time, riding in the dark here for miles. If I can't take it, alright, I'll be waiting all night.
Every time I look into your eyes, only right here by my side.
With me in my pain, yeah, you always here on time.
Yeah, welcome back, and definitely welcome back. So today's session is gonna be really on another level. I even wanna sing Tente. It's gonna be on another level. So yeah, if you're not expecting an on fire show, oh well, that's you. Today's show is going to be on fire. I'm going to enjoy this, and you're probably going to enjoy it as well. So let's enjoy the show together, and let's do the most, right? You're on Master Topic. So we're still dealing with the whole topic of why does failure feel bad. So that's what we're going to be taking a look at, why failure feels bad. Because, yeah, you know, some people, your failure hits them hard. After they fail, it's like the end of the world for them. That's literally what's happening in their life. Like, it's the end of the world. So to them, it's actually the end of the world. Now, you got people who fail and they commit suicide. Yes, that's reality. You got people who commit suicide after they fail because they can't handle the failure. They're like, no, this failure is too much for me, or it's a hard blow, it hit me unexpected, I wasn't expecting this, I was expecting, you know, to succeed and everything, but because they failed, it's like a hard blow to them, and as a result of that hard blow, they decide to take their life, they end their life. So you got, yeah, people who commit suicide, people who kill themselves, and yeah, they no longer with us. Why? Because they failed at something, and they felt like, the fact that I failed, I don't deserve to live. Which for me is like, dude, or let me say, human being, why would you take your life after failing? I mean, when you look at failure, obviously failure is part of life, yes. If you're not failing, I don't know why. What type of life are you living? A life without failure? If you're always succeeding at everything, yeah, I think the day when you're gonna fail, that failure will definitely hit you hard. Just like the person who fails and they can't handle the failure and they commit suicide. That's literally what I think is gonna happen. So yeah, like, what are some of the reasons why failure feels bad? Why does failure feel bad? I mean, one of the reasons, obviously, for me, I'll just take myself and put myself in the, you know, whole situation and everything. Now, myself, I was an athlete. I don't consider myself an athlete, but yeah, I'll say I'm an ex athlete, but yeah, I'm still fit and everything. I still gym, which, yeah, you know, for some people gymming is a sport and you know your calisthenics and yeah, all those things, you know. So I do that. Like I love gymming with bars and my own weight and everything like that. Yeah, so that's me. And you know, there's a whole crew called Bar Brothers. So yeah, it's basically calisthenics, and all they do is they use bars, you know, and they gym using their weight, you know, pull-ups, dips, and there's like extended dips, you know, your human flag and all the stuff. And it even goes further, like you got guys, they pull up and then they like throw themselves in the air, do a 360 turn, come back, hold the bar while they're going, you know, on the ground, but they don't allow themselves to touch the ground, so they come back up, you know, pull up and everything, explosive pull ups and all those things. So there is a sport for some people. So I still consider myself an athlete, yes, because I still do that. Now, going back to my high school year, in fact, let me take it from primary. So in my primary year, I played soccer. And then from playing soccer, like I was just that guy that I still am like that. But yeah, like back then I was the kid. Okay, I was a kid back then. So I was that kid that, you know, was curious, you know, to try out things. So I loved reading. I still love reading, but not as much as I used to. So like, yeah, I loved reading. I would spend most of the time in the library and all the stuff. And then, yeah, you know, from then I went from your library reading books and all those things, I went on now to sports, you know, like physical sports and everything, because I loved practical stuff. I still love practical stuff, things that I'm able to do, you know, and apply my practical aspect of it, if I can put it that way, with the thinking, you know, and everything. Challenging, anything that's challenging and it allows me to be practical, I love it. So yeah, in primary I, you know, played soccer and everything. And then from soccer I went on to cross country. Now cross country is it's interesting. Shame, it's really interesting. Now, yeah, I loved soccer, fitness, everything. It was amazing. And then, yeah, you know, playing with the ball and everything. But in primary, I really didn't do that well, you know, in soccer. I was like just that guy, you know, the defender. That's the position that I loved the most, because I knew whoever that comes, they won't be able to pass me, because I'll defend that ball and make sure they don't get through to the, you know, goalpost and everything. So yeah, when I left soccer, I went to cross country. Now cross country challenged me on some other level, because fitness wise I wasn't that fit. Now it challenged me to become fit, because now we were in situations where now we have events, and those events require us to run on a farm. So now we're running on a farm that is massive, it's huge, and we actually running that farm, you know, 3-4 sometimes 5 times, you know. So like this whole long distance, yeah, running, which requires, you know, stamina, energy and everything. And yeah, you gotta persevere through it. So yeah, like doing cross country challenged me, and yeah, that got me to a point where I became fit, and I could, like, yeah, you know, take on the challenge of, you know, long distance running and all the stuff. And I actually did well. I did well in that, because you had your mind that also had to play a role in it, you know, like to make sure that you keep on doing this, you don't give up and stuff like that, which was really, really amazing and interesting. So from cross country, I went now to I would say it's like Olympics, yeah, like your short distance running. So your 100 meter sprints, 200 meter sprints, and then you get your 400 meter sprint. Now 800, for me, I consider it as a long distance, but it's, yeah, for some people it's a sprint, for some people it's a long distance, because you're running 800, yeah, meters. So it's not like a cross country situation, but yeah, it's one of those where you can sprint for 800 if you're really that fit. And if you're not that fit, then you keep it as like a cross-country pace and all your stuff for 1.5, you know, situation. So, yeah, now I went on to short distances. And in my grade 6, yeah. So, yeah, my primary year, what happened is I was fast. So I was quick. And in the whole school, I was the second fastest athlete in the school. Then, grade 7 came, my final year of primary. I was still the second fastest. And then eventually, I became the first fastest, you know, from fitness training and all the stuff. Because myself, I would attend them. And the guy who was faster than me became slow. Because he wasn't, you know, at practice, he wasn't improving, improving his fitness, stamina, pace, speed. And as a result, I became faster than him and he was slow. So that was really, really awesome. It was an awesome feeling to know that you just beat the fastest person in primary school. Now, this is where the failure challenge came in. So my final year of primary, I passed, did everything the most, and then I went to a secondary school, high school. So my first year of high school, grade 8. Woo! Now I still had the mindset of I'm the fastest. I was the fastest in primary, so they got us involved in athletics. So I was like, oh, athletics, wow, this is really awesome. Obviously, they didn't have cross country, so I couldn't do cross country. And soccer as well, I did soccer in my, you know, secondary year. Now, athletics, that's where my interest was, because I was like, 100 meter, 200 meter, 400 meter. And then, yeah, like, I'm cool. You dominate there. And then, yeah, your shot put, discus, javelin, and all the stuff. Just do them for fun, you know, high jump and all those things, long jump. Or just do them for fun. But my main focus in love is thereby sprinting, you know. So your Usain Bolt type of stance. And I remember my first year of secondary. They got us to participate in the school events, you know, the athletics and everything, to see who they're gonna choose to actually add into the team. Now I went with the mindset of I was fast in primary, so I'm gonna do the most, I'll run fast, I'll beat them. Little did I know the people that I'm versing, sure, they on some other levels. Now got to the 100 meter, my first year, I only did two of the sprinting events, which was 200 and 100 meter. So the 200, I participated, and yeah, I didn't come out in the top five, so it was bad. 100 meter, I had so much confidence. When they hit the gun and said go, ooh, here I am, thinking that I'll come out number one, and guess what? Came out number one from the back. Yep, came out last. Now that was a heavy blow, because I was like, sure, I was the fastest in my last year of primary, and now I'm in secondary, and I was expecting to come out number one, but I came out number one from the back. I was last. While I'm getting to the 50 meter mark, the guy who was number one finished the race. So now my brain is like, yo, how can a human being run so fast? It was like a shock to me, and that was a heavy blow for me, because I wasn't expecting to lose. I wasn't, you know, used to losing and stuff like that. And the fact that I lost, and I not just lost, I came out last, it was a heavy blow to me. And I remember, you know, thinking to myself, I'm like, yo, what's the use of me doing this? I can actually, you know, go another direction, soccer and all the stuff. Because also, I was good at soccer. in my high school year, got medals for soccer. And yeah, like with the athletics, the sprinting and all the stuff, it got me to that point where it now challenged me to say, hey, you are last. Are you gonna give up now and say this is the end? Or are you gonna do something about it? And I remember my first year of secondary, which was my grade 8 year, the fastest person in the whole school, that's the guy that I was with. And my goal was to catch that guy, to become as fast as that guy. And whenever he's at training, I'm there. Wherever he goes at training, I'm with him. And I'm asking him questions. And I'm like, how come you this fast? What do you do? How did you become fast like this? And all those stuff. And they were always in a group. Like, they knew this is the fastest guy in the school. And then number one, don't even think you come out number one. This guy is the fastest. He's got the number one spot. Now, as we're competing for number two, number three, and number four. So that's literally what was happening. It was like a whole group. They knew this guy is taking number one, and he's been taking number one. And it's been like that for years. And yeah, it is. So we must just worry about number two, three, four. That's where the challenge is. So with myself, I was like, okay, I'm going to catch the guy who's the fastest. And the whole 365 days of my grade 8 year, I was with the fastest, training, copying him, his techniques, everything. I was busy learning them and making sure that I'm with him. I don't miss a day. Following year, 365 days. Now, the following year, we had the school events again. Now we could run against our own people. Now I was following this guy who was the fastest. Now, something that was nice is I spent the whole full year training with this guy. And the following year that came, I came out number four. So no more last. I came out number four. And there was an improvement for me, which gave me hope to say, hey, you know what, that failure that I experienced, yes, it was bad, but right now I'm better than where I was. And it was a nice feeling to know that I've actually improved, and I didn't beat him, but at least I ended up in the top four. So that was really amazing. It was really awesome. Then my third year of secondary, which was now my grade 10 year. So the second year, I trained with the fastest guy in the school, made sure I didn't leave him. And what happened is I was always on the ground training. And we even used to train during our spare time. So we had a schedule, we planned everything and said, this is how we're going to plan. Like, we're going to train throughout the whole year, even when our coach is not there. So I was there. And at the same time, obviously, playing soccer. Now, with soccer, I made sure that my fitness went to the next level. But now I couldn't stay at soccer because the muscles are different. You know, your leg muscles for a soccer player and your leg muscles for a sprinter is not the same. Because a soccer player runs and stops, but a sprinter goes full out until the end. So now I had to make a choice, which was athletics. I was like, okay, I'm going to leave soccer, I'm going to go to athletics. Now, this guy who was the fastest runner in the school decided that he's going to skip a day. That day that he skipped, I made sure that I trained to the point where the following day I couldn't wake up. So I woke up, but I couldn't stand on my knees and walk. Hey, not my knees. Woo! Stand on your knees. That's some other level. I couldn't stand up and walk. So that's how hectic I actually trained. I overdid it. And the following day, I was man down. And then I started the process of recovering. But now what I did was bad, because I was man down in the same week where we had an event. So the same week where we were supposed to have our inter-house events. So we running against each other. And not other teams. So on the Monday, I decided that I'm going to go full out because this guy didn't come. On the Tuesday, I was man down. On the Wednesday, I recovered. Now I was at school. Practice, everything, trained, but I wasn't training heavy because I had to recover. On the Thursday, I recovered, but I was like a 70% recovery, you know, like I was on that 70% recovery. And then the Friday was the event day. Now on the event day, I'm like on the 80% recovery. I'm not 100%. And now we're running. Now, that was my third year of participating in athletics and this guy winning, you know, like being number one for 2 years in a row. No one took it. Even before I was there, he was just there, yeah, like number one. And that year, because he skipped a day at practice and I overworked myself, that was the first year when I came out number one. I beat the guy by split seconds. Split seconds. So we literally got to the finish line together, but I beat him by split seconds. And the reason why it was split seconds is because I leaned forward and he was straight. So I made sure that my head came out first before he came out. So that's how I beat him. And that was my third year of practicing and training with that guy. The fourth year, that's when I officially made it. It was a statement to say, now it's official. Bam. I am faster than you. And it got to a point where now people, they were like betting on us. They're like, ah, he's going to win. He's going to win. He's going to win. And my fourth year, that's where I became the fastest in the school. But it was that thing of, for me to get there, I had to fail. I had to fail. Now that's some interesting stuff right there. Interesting story, but yeah, that's a bit about Fearless Eagle right there. Before I share more, you know, on the whole situation of me, you know, experiencing some interesting tough times and everything, you know, that I experienced. Yeah, I know, like, you're not even expecting that. I'm going to go into a session of dancing. Yes, I'm going to dance. I'm going to enjoy this track. And I hope you do enjoy it as well. I'm going to give you an awesome, amazing track that you're going to enjoy. And this track is by Anthony. Yes. Anthony Sweets. And the title of the track is God's Moment. Enjoy.
Rich Urban. Yeah, I'm sorry for your loss, but ain't game over. It could always be some bad times, yeah. Just know that God is always watching, and I'm praying for you. Keep waiting on God's timing. This is it, this is God's moment. This is it, this is God's moment. This is it, this is God's moment. This is it, this is it, this is God's moment. Stress on my mind and my mind going. I need some relief, I need some more closure. A league wanna kill this, I need something stronger. Is it probably get better when I give it over? No, you tired of running, you need some new shoes. Oh, you survival, man, you need a new crew. I know it's painful, but you was born for winning. The sun is risen, it's organic. You just have to live in it. Now winning, yeah, I'm popping, but not popular. I'm popping the peers. I know my God is greater than whatever that you live in. If it's stress, if it's death, or maybe wealth. And preaching prosperity, but I know my God is the best. I'm praying that you hear me. I know my God is the one who saves. He put your name on a page. He knows your name. You feel that wave that's calling his name. Jesus is the one who saves. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry for your loss, but ain't game over. It could always be some bad times, yeah. Just know that God is always watching. And I'm praying for you. Keep waiting on God's timing. This is it. This is God's moment. This is it. This is God's moment. This is it. This is God's moment. This is it. This is it. This is God's moment. His word on my mind and my mind flowing. I needed something new, so I got closer. Now the sun on me, I became sober. He reflect on me, now I shine bright. And tired of running, I got some new shoes. Now I win, man, I got a new
for your loss, but ain't game over. It could always be some bad times, yeah. Just know that God is always watching, and I'm praying for you. Keep waiting on God's timing. This is it, this is God's moment. This is it, this is God's moment. This is it, this is God's moment. This is it, this is it, this is God's moment.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. I know you enjoyed that. Yes, that was an awesome, amazing track. That's why I chose it for you. Yes, yes. If you have a suggestion, let me know. Yes, let me know. And yeah, basically looking at the whole situation of failure, I shared my personal life. I've experienced failure, yes, like on some other level. And it was failing for 2 years in a row, yet not giving up, and then the third year, I would say it was a failure, but it was an improvement from where I was. And then the fourth year was a statement, a declaration to say that this is my year, and yes, I'm officially the fastest. And something that was really interesting is from that fourth year, me coming out number one, it inspired other people who are slower than me. They've never hit number one. It inspired them to also train, just like how I trained. And they also became number one for the first time following year in their different events, like a 200 and everything. That was really, really awesome. And yeah, it's that thing of people fail, and the reason why failure hits them is because there's a lot of pride, yes, and they expect to be perfect in everything that they do, and they expect to always succeed in everything that they do. Don't be in that position where you arrogant or you think that everything that you do, you'll always succeed in everything like that. But instead, do know that you can experience failure, and in life, failure does come, you know, knocking at your door, and it's going to knock there when you're not expecting it. And that shouldn't be a reason for you to give up and, you know, give up on life for some of you. No, you don't need to give up on life. That's a lesson to say that this is where you are. You can improve. How much dedication are you willing to put in? So for me to become the fastest, you know, athlete in the whole school, and people, they knew, hey, yeah, forget number one and number two. Now we're competing for number three and number four, because these two, hey, they're on some other level. They're going to compete for one and two. One of them is coming out number one. The other one is coming out number two. The rest, we're competing for number three and four. That's literally the situation, yeah, that was, you know, there in my life and everything. And that actually taught me that, hey, always have the hunger to become the best, even when you fail. Failure is there, so don't expect to be the best and stay the best. You will fail somewhere in life, but don't settle for less, and don't be in a position where you fail and give up. No, rise up, do the most. Yeah, I really do hope that inspired you. And yeah, simple, people fail, and the reason why failure hits them hard is because they think they're perfect and they can never fail. But don't be arrogant to think that you can never fail. Failure does come, and it hits you unexpected. So, yeah, do be aware of that. From me, Fearless Eagle, I'm going to love you and leave you. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for your time. I really do appreciate the fact that you take time to listen to the shows. And, yeah, I really do hope it inspired someone out there. I really do hope it inspired you listening to this. Now you can go and sleep if you are about to sleep. And if you're not going to sleep now, enjoy the rest of your day. Peace out and God bless.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM, Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
Oh, yeah. you're doing for me, and I'm not surprised. You guide my session into me, you guide my path to ecstasy. You blow my mind, my mind. I cannot contain my emotion. Lord, please have my heart, my devotion. Lord, please have my life, yeah. Drowning, falling into your ocean. Your love's like a race of course. I lose my mind.
Shana, you got you and on the floor.